it's 100% clear that they had no idea who was in that vehicle and just lit it up.
Hi, I'm Tracy Oppenheimer for Reason TV. Today we're talking with Christopher Driscoll. He's the attorney for Maggie Carranza and her mother, Emma Hernandez. These were the two women who were shot on Thursday in Torrance when the police were on the manhunt for Christopher Dorner. They shot up their truck because it resembled Christopher Dorner's truck. Christopher, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
This whole event is so unbelievable. Can you clear up some of the details from yesterday? What happened to Maggie and Emma?
They were obviously in search of the suspect. They had a description of the suspect. They had a description of the suspect's vehicle. The two women obviously do not match that description in any way. Different race, different weight, different height, different sex, obviously.
Different
car. The make of the car, the model of the car, nothing matches. And they opened up on the car. I've attempted to count the number of bullet holes in the rear of the car. I think I've gotten over 40. But also, there were bullet holes in other vehicles. There were bullet holes in homes nearby. And so not only were the lives of these two women threatened, but also of the individuals in the neighborhood. They definitely were on edge. And I think that the individuals perhaps wanted to become the hero and get the bad guy. And I guess that's why we have a phrase, jump the gun. They jumped the gun. They opened fire on the vehicle without thinking, without regard for police protocols, police procedures. And it's a miracle that they didn't murder these two innocent women.
But they came pretty close. I mean, what state are Maggie and Emma in right now?
Well, obviously they're traumatized, they're in a state of shock. I don't think that either one of them has truly processed this event yet. The 71-year-old female who was in the ICU has been medicated. She has two bullet wounds. She has a bullet wound two to her back, one in the lower right-hand portion of her back and one in her shoulder.
Do you think your clients will ever be properly compensated for their injuries and damages?
Yeah, I'd like to hope so. We'll see what happens. We've dealt with the Los Angeles Police Department before, and first of all, we would hope that they do a honest and thorough investigation of what occurred and why it occurred. And, you know, really one of the main points here is that this really could have been anyone. It was someone in a truck that didn't match the truck that they were looking for. It could have been you, it could have been me, just someone traveling through the neighborhood. And we obviously need to make sure that this does not repeat itself, because it's an absolute miracle that these two women did not die.
They're calling it mistaken identity, and by labeling it as such and having the media label it as such, isn't this an error in itself?
I'm not sure that we can really call it mistaken identity, because obviously they never made eye contact, they never visualized the two individuals in the car. If they had, obviously it would have been clear that they did not have the right person.
Is there a certain mindset that overtakes cops when they're being pursued? I mean, in this case, Dorner is being called the cop killer.
I think perhaps there's sort of an us versus them philosophy that develops, sort of a war philosophy. Police officers frequently refer to each other as brothers, much like military personnel. And when an officer is injured or goes down or is threatened, the team mentality, I think, really steps up. And so you just have that concern that individual citizens' rights are going to get trampled when the officers are attempting to get justice for their brothers.
What greater message does this kind of thing send about the LAPD? Dorner was saying, I mean, his whole manifesto is about police abuse and covering this stuff up. Is this kind of ironic?
I think there's sort of a triple layer of irony here, where we have an individual who is complaining about the lack of justice and use of excessive force within LAPD, and then in order to remedy that, he uses excessive force and murders someone with no regard for their rights, and then in their attempt to take this person into custody, the LAPD in turn uses excessive force, and unfortunately, these two women are the innocent victims of that.
Christopher, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
No problem.
For Reason TV, I'm Tracy Oppenheimer.